This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Fabulous Pepper Wilson, who we love here on Women on Waves, and she has found a spot in her busy schedule to come back and join us. So welcome to Women on Waves again, Pepper.
Thank you, Anita. Good morning, everybody.
Now, there's a lot been happening. I worked out that it's probably been almost around about a year since...
Has it been that long?
It has. You've been so busy and I've been busy and I had some time off and, yeah, you know, these things...
Yeah, we miss you when you're not here.
I thought we would talk a little bit about... You did Merimbula last year.
Yes. Doing it again this year.
Yep, so that's
But I'm going up a day early because I'm doing the lounge in the pub on Thursday night before the festival.
Right.
It's one of the venues for the festival.
So you'll be performing up there from the Thursday.
From Thursday, the 4th.
Of June, isn't it? Yeah.
That's the Queen's birthday, heading into the Queen's birthday weekend.
You don't come back till after the Queen's
birthday. I'm away for a week eating oysters. I have my yearly intake of oysters in Merimbula.
Geez, I hope they're in season. Now, you've done that before, so they will be okay.
Oh, yeah.
I must admit that the time I came up, you had an incredible cold or throat infection or something. And the way you soldiered on through that, you just grew in my estimation.
Because as long as the vocal cords are still working there, you know, then we can go ahead.
Yeah. And the most recent event that I got to see you at was at...
Cruden Farm?
Cruden Farm, yes. Which was...
That was with the Mrs. Sippy Jazz Band.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
It was.
And...
And you went
I had
over
some
time.
Lovely reports about that one from people that said, you know, it was the best one they'd been to, and they go every year. Apparently, they have this fundraiser at Cruden Farm.
Right.
Dame Elizabeth Murdoch's place.
It's a spectacular setting, isn't it?
It's gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah.
And every year it's held, when was that? That was February, was it?
Yeah. Probably, yeah, the end of February.
And it was a fun gig, and the people were... Great audience.
Yeah.
You know.
And they even managed to let you run on for a little bit extra.
Yeah, we did I think about 15 minutes
extra. So that was great. And I thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought the weather was going to be a problem.
But yeah, it was threatening, wasn't it?
It was threatening, but
rain.
It was also stinking hot.
Yes.
And to start
and
with.
And humid.
And I'm thinking, I don't know whether... So we picked a really shady part of the grounds to sit in. And the only thing feedback that I thought, it's unfortunate that there's two band sites.
Yeah, yeah.
So how do people know when they're coming in that they want to go to the Pippa Wilson one and not get waylaid at the other?
Well... They only have one band on at a time.
Right.
And
so you can actually float between
You can
them.
Float between the, you know, you can go from one to the other. It's just to give the other band time to set up before this one, you know, before we come on, there's somebody else, you know.
Okay. I've got to take a few announcements, but what say when we come back... We'll talk a little bit more about some of the other new venues that you've been appearing in.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Hello. Joy, joy, joy.
Hi, I'm Jackie from Blue House.
And I'm Bernadette from Blue House.
And I'm Julia, the sexy ring-in.
And when we are in town, or even when we're not, overseas or wherever we are, we listen to Women on Waves on a Sunday morning with Anita at 94.9.
We're already back on air. They caught me a bit off guard because I just looked up People Wilson's website to find. Now, I'll tell you in advance, this is from Betty, who's sending you
Hi, Betty.
Smiley faces and kisses. Hi, Anita and Pippa. Looked up the Pippa Wilson website to find Thursday the 4th of June at Lakeview Lounge in Marimbula.
There you go. Thanks, Betty.
So Lakeview Lounge. That's confirmed. Yes. Thank you so much, Betty. It's good to have you listening. Had a message in earlier to mention that Beck sometimes co-host with me, actually. Good mixture of women's musical artists and styles today, Anita. Thanks. Good morning, gorgeous lady Pippa. Great to hear you on WOW this morning and loved your performance at Crudden Farm. It was a great day. Cheers from Lloyd and Colin.
Oh, hi, Lloyd. Hi, Colin.
The ever faithful ones.
I know. They're just gorgeous, aren't they?
And they managed to ferry me around to some of you more
Unusual gigs.
Unusual gigs, yes. Speaking of unusual gigs, of course, the only one that you've got coming up in the relatively near future, but not for a while, is the Balnarring Silly Sun.
Yeah, the Silly Sunday afternoon. Yeah, yeah. It's still as mad as
it ever was.
It's crazy, crazy stuff Ray gets up to. He and his wife. His wife is sort of tries to keep him under control. And he gets on stage and starts telling rude jokes and things or doing silly things. She throws bread rolls at him and all sorts.
We were into water dunking the time I made it up there.
Yeah.
You know, when they were dunking people with water to raise
money. Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, actually, they do a lot for charity, Chill and Ray. They're fabulous.
And it's actually a bakery, but you can get more than bread and cakes and stuff.
Oh, they've got delicious food. I've loved going there because their food is just fabulous. And it's, you know, it's very reasonably priced and everything, so.
They've made up a special dish of gluten-free stuff for me when I was there.
If you ring and tell them that, you know, you got any allergies or anything, they'll cater for you for sure.
Yeah. So when's that happening?
That's on the 26th of April, the next one. I've just done one. And I'm there once a month, usually on the fourth Sunday.
Right.
And I'll be there on the 26th of April.
So that's something that you can all put in your diaries because it's a regular gig that
Pippa does.
But
you must book because it gets very full.
Yeah.
So.
Now, can we stop and listen to another little bit of jazz? I want to take a track from Suede, who is, of course, gets regular airplay here. And she's a fabulous lady. She comes from around Provincetown in the United States. And currently, I think she's got some big gigs coming up around that area. So if you're in America, try and get along to see a live performance by Suede. In the meantime, I'm going to play a track from her Barely Blue CD called My Foolish Heart, and we'll be back to chat a little more later. Now, talking about your music, Pippa, you and Suede actually have some songs in common.
We do CDs. She does a lot of jazz standards, just the same as I do, so they're bound to be a crossover there.
And I don't think you've done My Foolish Heart.
No.
I've never heard you sing that.
No,
I've never. It's not in your repertoire. Okay.
Doesn't mean to say I won't do it. I did a gig last night, a private function. People were requesting all sorts of things, and I sang songs that I've never sung before. We got one song off the... it was very sort of was a casual sort of a restaurant gig where somebody's birthday and they kept coming up and saying, oh, can you do this, do this? And I had Craig Schneider with me he can play anything. So, you know, they kept calling these songs and I said, do you know that one? Yeah, I think we can manage that. And he sort of goes through quickly the chords in his head and said, yeah, I think I could do that. So I got the the words off the net. We sang it. We did it and brought the house down. It was just crazy. Yeah. I had to put that in my repertoire.
Impromptu performances.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, jazz is very much like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, and but a lot of people request the old standards from you.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I tell you the one thing that didn't happen last night, and nobody asked for Crazy.
All right.
The first time I've ever done a gig where somebody didn't ask for Crazy.
Yeah. That, see, now that's interesting. One that you've got in common with Suede too.
She did Crazy.
Done a version of Crazy as well, which is unusual because it's usually a country classic.
That's right,
but,
yeah. It actually, it's a good song. It lends itself to all genres.
When we get to the start of our jazz segment proper, which is coming up, I've got a track which is not normally associated as a jazz track, and I'm going to play that for you today,
okay,
too.
Cool.
So that's all to look forward to, but I think we've got to take some more announcements, so we'll get them out the way and then come back and talk a little more.
Okay. Hi, this is Becky Cole with the gorgeous Anita right here on Women with a Voice, Somebody New and in English. This is Becky Cole, and Anita is gorgeous, even though I've never met her. Women on Waves 94.9. Joy, I'm joyous.
And we are too, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely.
And we've had another message in for you, Pippa. It's from Trish and Caroline. Hi, Anita.
Hello,
and Pippa.
Hello, Caroline.
Can't believe it's a year since the last interview, but then great things are worth waiting for. Yes. We hope to get to a show this year. Now Trish has finished study.
Oh, I hope she went well.
Yeah, yeah.
Smashed it.
Smashed it. A shout out to Betty and hope she's feeling better. And
hey, Betty. Hope you're feeling better.
Yeah. We missed you today, didn't we, Pippa?
Yeah.
Okay. It's now time for our comedy shot, though.
Oh, cool.
So
I like that.
Now, Suzanne Westenhofer is going to have her birthday on Tuesday. So Suzanne, if you're listening.
And, happy birthday to you.
And she's also playing at the diner comedy special that they have every year, Palm Springs, blah, 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 on the 2nd of April. So if you're in the United States listening to the show, get along to Palm Springs and you can see this fabulous lady in person.
Hi, this is Carmen Hendricks and you're listening to Women on Waves with Anita on Joy 94.9.
Indeed you are, and thank you for that, Geoffrey.
That's all right.
Now, your busy time is almost...
Oh, it's very busy morning this morning.
Thanks very much.
No worries.
You've been a big help. Okay, Pippa, it's now time for our official jazz segment here on Women on Waves.
My favourite one. My favourite time of Women on Waves.
Yes, probably.
And mind you do play some great stuff that I've never heard before, and it's so refreshing to listen to the radio and hear stuff that you've not heard before. It's
good. And we had a regular listener also from Kent in the UK that loves the jazz music too. So I'm hoping that we're still in time for it not to be 2 o'clock in the morning over there or something, because I'm going to play an artist from the UK who's also out and proud. So if you're ever touring the UK, you should look up Claire Teal.
Oh, yes. I know Claire Teal.
All right. I'm going to play a track from her. And it's a track that I mentioned earlier that's not usually associated with jazz performers. It's a track called It's Not Unusual.
Oh, right. Yes.
So let's hear what Claire has to do with this one. Well, that was one UK jazz performer, Claire Teal, and Pepper tells me she's got some music of hers too.
Yeah.
Now, you were also mentioning in the, well, we listened to that, that your next one might be a Christmas one. I don't think it'll be
I've
ready for this
Christmas.
I've been
talking about doing a Christmas album for probably 10 years. Just never get around to it.
Okay, but I have your notice now that it's on the back burner. As hopefully, even if it's just a five tracker, you know, you could.
No, if I do an album, we'll do sort of probably 10, 12 tracks, There's some lovely Christmas songs out there.
Now, if people want to get your music, it's...
Just on the website. They could go to the website, peoplewilson.com, and click on...
The store or shop or whatever.
I really go to it. recordings, I think it is, recordings. And you can pay by PayPal, order them.
Yep. Get a T-shirt as well.
A T-shirt as well. Yeah, I just got a couple of orders for T-shirts. Last week.
And I'm going to play a track from another UK jazz performer. So I'm hoping I'm hoping that Cheryl is still with us over in the UK. I'm going to play a jazz track from Iris Williams, and it's a
she's good too.
It's a track, The Very Thought of You. So we'll get that out the way before we need to take some more announcements. Let's listen to The Very Thought of You by Iris Williams.
Hi, this is Pippa Wilson. You're listening to the jazz segment on Women on Waves with Anita on Joy 94.9.
That was Pippa, of course. We didn't let her have the last say in our jazz segment today.
The Jelly Song. So many people say, can you play the Jelly Song? Yeah. I think, what's the Jelly Song? You know, that one on your album. And I think, what? Oh, Positively Frightful.
One of your earlier albums.
Yes,
too.
First one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Pippa, I know that you've got to rush off, so I just wanted to say thanks for making
My
the time
pleasure.
To come in.
Thank you for inviting me.
We always try and play something of yours in our jazz segment, but it's great to have
so
you in person. So, we've got to take some announcements now. And
I'll see you hopefully not in less than a year's time.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll make that a promise?
A date?
A date, yes. Less than a year's time. People will be back on Women on Waves for all you who missed it today, etc.
I'm off to Sydney next week. So.
Yeah. Well, have a wonderful Easter.
Thank you.
And
happy Easter to everybody out there.
And we'll catch you when you're next in.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.